Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
At a time when there are those who seek to ban books, bury history, we're making it clear, crystal clear.
On Tuesday, President Joe Biden announced the establishment of a national monument to honor Emmett Till, a black teenager who was beaten and killed in Mississippi in 1955 after a Caucasian woman accused him of whistling at her. Vice President Kamala Harris said, "We must remember and teach our full history, even when it's painful."
Today, there are those in our nation who would prefer to erase or even rewrite the ugly parts of our past.
The White House is proposing a rule which would require people have equivalent access between their mental health and medical benefits. Biden called it a real step forward to help Americans get mental health care they need and insurance should provide. Some House Republicans say they don't fear a government shutdown as Congress takes up new appropriations bills. Republican Virginia Representative Bob Good said the House should leverage a shutdown as a way to pass their priorities.
That stare down the Democrats, that stare down the free spenders, that stare down the president and said, no, we're going to do what the American people elected us to do, and the House is going to say no.
Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene doubled down on her call for President Biden to be impeached and for former President Donald Trump's two impeachments to be expunged.
President Trump was wrongfully impeached twice. And both of these impeachments must be expunged by the House of Representatives.
A Democratic-backed resolution seeks to censure Representative Greene over her controversial comments and behaviors. Democratic Representative Becca Belint of Vermont said censuring Greene is about protecting the health of our democracy and faith in government. As Republican support for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is declining, the presidential candidate laid off more than a third of his campaign staff this week. According to Real Clear Politics' latest poll, DeSantis is below the 20% mark. Finally, the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Technology and the Law held a hearing to examine ways to regulate and innovate artificial intelligence. Co-founder and CEO of Anthropic, an AI developer, Dario Amodei, said it is critical to assess the risks.
Short-term risks that we face right now, such as bias, privacy, misinformation. Medium-term risks related to misuse of AI systems as they become better at science and engineering tasks. And long-term risks related to whether models might threaten humanity.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.